Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We have a fun one today. We are talking with guys from North Star Restoration Services. We have Jay Cricks, owner, and Clay Rice, VP of Business Development. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Cindy.
And there's always something happening at North Star.
There sure is.
But today, we're going to be talking about a very special, near and dear to all of our hearts event that you guys have gotten into, and it is called Pause for Patriots.
Correct.
So, Jay, I'm going to let you get us started. Tell us about Pause for Patriots.
So, Pause for Patriots, since it is Wellness Wednesday, Pause for Patriots is a 5K dog walk, or just a walk if you don't have your dog. It is going to be May 17th. That's Armed Forces Day. And the whole idea behind this is to raise the funds to purchase a support animal for one of our veterans that has come back from service, and they're suffering from some sort of PTSD, PTSI, any wartime-related injury, and that's what these dogs are for. So there's a lot of wellness going on here.
And this is local, right?
This is local, yeah. So it's going to be right at our shop on Stewart Ave, 4900, and we're going to be meeting in our parking lot. We want to start walking at about 10 o'clock. And we're going to be walking down to Canines for Patriots, their location, which is straight down the road from us, about 1.6 miles from us. We're going to meet in their parking lot. They'll do a little presentation. There'll be a little bit of information that they can hand out. And then we just turn around and walk right back to North Star. So if you walk 1.6 miles twice, that's 3.2. That's nice. A perfect 5K.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, real nice and easy. So May 17th, we'll start gathering early in the parking lot. I'm guessing we'll have people there around 9, maybe even have some early birds before that. And then we start walking. The whole plan is to have like a little canine carnival. And we're also going to have some other nonprofits in the parking lot sort of hanging out with us. But my man Clay over here, he knows a lot more about the mission and the vision of Canines for Patriots. So I'll let Clay talk a little bit now.
Yeah, get us started because we will have a commercial break in here. So get us to that point and then we will finish up as soon as you...
Awesome. Thanks, Cindy, for having us.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to talk about Canines Patriots of... Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. They recently just had the Packer tailgate party on Friday night. The Packers actually donated an additional $25,000 to them. So Mark Murphy provided that check, and that alone is its own dog. So as Jay said, we want to have our own dog that we're going to shoot to raise $24,000. And so far they've raised probably over $2 million with all the dogs that they have trained throughout the whole process. There's been over 100 dogs that have gone into civilian population with these veterans. And the unique thing about them is every puppy starts out at the Granite State Prison. So when the puppy gets vetted and qualified to become part of the program, they'll send it down to the Granite Prison and they stay with the inmates for about a year. Once they're trained, they're brought back to Wausau. There's two or three trainers that will then acclimate them to being out of prison, so to say, and work with the veterans. And the unique thing about that is the dog or the puppy gets to choose their veterans. So they'll go into a room with about 10 to 12 people that might be on the list, and the puppy will actually go around, sniff and smell, and pick their person. And they do that two or three times. So a person doesn't get to choose the dog. The dog chooses the person.
That's kind of neat. I think I've done that before, going to like a shelter and kind of wait for that animal to like come to you. That's a nice way to do it. And this is national, but ours is local, correct?
Correct.
So like all over the United States, Pause for Patriots are happening, but we have one right here in our hometown that we're going to be working with.
We do. And we're very excited to partner with them, and they're very excited to partner with us. And I think you're going to see a lot more visibility for the Patriot Canines of Wisconsin with all these fundraisers going on.
Very nice. So we're going to take a break right now because, of course, the time flies right out of here. So we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsor, Process, from downtown Stevens Point and all the good stuff they got going on down there. And then when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about our person here and our dog if we have those details. So we will be back in just a second. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us and hanging out. We are here again with Jay Cricks, owner of North Star Restoration Services, and Clay Rice, a VP of Business Development. You are the Paws for Patriots lead, right? You are the kind of guy in charge of this.
That event. Is correct. That is correct. So we're again, very excited to have our 5K walk on Armed Forces Day. We're going to have some of the armed forces in our parking lot. I know the Air Force is already committed to being on site. And what we're really looking for now is walkers. You know, we got everything planned. We're ready to rock and roll. There's going to be a T-shirt that everybody gets and maybe a surprise for the dog finishers. But right now we're really looking just to fill up our pathway, that brand new pathway that goes from North Star up to Paws for Patriots to just help raise some money for this organization.
And you do not need to bring a dog, but if you have one that's well-mannered and can be with people, you can bring
yes.
your doggy to walk too. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Preferably dogs that have been socialized and that won't cause any issues along the way. But the more dogs, the merrier.
Sure. Is there any, do we know what dog we're helping now, or is that dog still in training? Like, will we see that dog?
Our dog probably isn't even born yet.
No kidding.
No, this program, we're really reaching into the future right now. So we have a lot of veterans that have been identified with qualifying events that would qualify them for a dog. Obviously, we can't give any names or anything
sure.
like that, but there are plenty of individuals already entered into the program, but there's not enough dogs. So pretty much all the dogs that are trained and already been vetted and stuff like that, they're already in the pipeline, so to say. So this one is a future dog. That's why we wanted to raise the money for it and get it to them. We'll probably have a naming contest along the way, because when the dog gets dropped off, it needs to have its name.
Okay.
Because you can't change a dog's name after it's a year old.
Right.
Somebody that's, you know, these animals are trained. So we'll have a naming contest. We will deliver a dog to the Red Granite Prison, and it has a graduation ceremony down there, and then it comes up here. So there's a lot really involved in this. So we're just at the very beginning stages, but the beginning stages require funding. And that goes back to why we're doing the event. So to raise some funds, raise some awareness. There's a lot of mental health issues with a lot of our veterans, and this is one of the ways that helps them, I guess, get well again. These animals really fill a distinct need that I guess they have a hole, I guess, and they need something to fill it. And sometimes these dogs, they can detect different stressors, things that might be triggers, very similar to people that have support animals that can detect like a seizure that might be mm-hmm. coming. The cortisol levels in our body will change, and the animals can detect that. So they can sort of help, I guess, prevent it, or if they see it happening, they get, you know, they go on duty right away, basically. And they help the veteran get through that moment, whatever or however long it might take. So it's a very important thing that these animals are doing, and it's something that we believe in. We have a huge respect for our veteran community in the area, and we thought, you know what way can we look to give back and improve the quality of life of somebody in our community that we cross paths with? And we thought, you know what, this is one of the ways that we can do it. It's been our mission at North Star since day one, is to help people, and we thought this is a great way to continue to help people and, I guess, move the needle in a positive direction. So we're really looking forward to our inaugural event on Armed Forces Day, May 17th, right at 4900 Stewart Ave. And I couldn't ask for a better lead man than my guy Clay over here. He's doing a great job, you know, circling the wagons and getting all kinds of vendors involved. And I'm just looking forward to this day myself. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah,
I wish I could bring my boy with, but he is a wild card, and I just don't know.
And you have Rottweilers, right?
I have two Rottweilers. Bear, my younger Rottweiler, he would be a handful.
Maybe
I
we think. Put a little
I just
saddle
don't think
him.
I'll bring him with.
Maybe I could ride him.
I'll be a walker, not a dog walker that day.
Nice. Well, and since this is a long process, we can have updates. So
absolutely.
I want you guys back a couple times. Like, how long does this whole program take? Like, the dog isn't even born yet, and then it's
right.
going to be... So
this
we could
like
be
a 2-year launch.
Okay.
Yeah, this is about 2 years from the day from kind of about where we're at right now.
Right, because we will have to generate the $24,000. The dog is actually purchased, and then it goes to the Granite Prison for a year. But the last thing I wanted to say is that North Star is the sponsor of this, but we want all the attention to be on the Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. So if people go to their Facebook, there's all kinds of information and videos and survivors that have had PTSD that have basically given testimonials on how important the dogs are.
All right. Do we have a website address for that? That we can tell people?
It's Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, or it's just Patriot Canines on Facebook. And the Facebook is really the one that gets updated almost every day.
All right. And then I don't care which one of you, but one of you tell us where North Star is, and if somebody has questions, the phone number they can call to get a hold of one of you guys.
Sure. So we are located at 4900 Stewart Ave in Wausau. A good phone number to get a hold of us at, just call the main line, 715-302-0529. If you are interested in signing up for the walk, you can go to the North Star Facebook page. There is the Posser Patriots event pinned right to the top of our page. You can click on that on our Facebook page, and that'll get you in. Otherwise, you can go to our website on our events page. There, you just scroll down. You'll see the Posser Patriots icon. You can click on that, and then that'll bring you to the registration page where you can sign up as a walker or as a sponsor or a donor.
All right. And we're out of time, of course, but I want to go a couple more minutes. We're going to have a podcast up on this because I just want to get a little more detail on the dogs and how this kind of works for you guys. And again, call in, show up. Take a little walk with us. Grab your dog. Bring your friend. This is for a great cause right here in our own community. And we have already committed to updates on this as this doggy gets found in its journey to its new friend. So very cool. Thank you so much. Jay Cricks, owner of North Star Restoration Services, and Clay Rice, VP of Business Development. Thank you so much, guys, and we will have you back again.
Thanks for having us, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right. We are on the podcast side now with North Star Restoration Services, and we're talking about Paws for Patriots. So if you guys made it this far, you've heard the beginning of this and how this all kind of came about. I think the cool thing is that prisoners get to play with the puppies. And I would think, I don't know anything about this, I'm just off the top of my head, that there's so many different personalities and people in prisons for obvious different reasons and different things. And it's got to be hugely therapeutic for them. It gives them a purpose too, right?
Clay, you want to take this?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a huge privilege. And they take a lot of pride in raising the puppies. And when they have the graduation ceremony, there's a lot of tears shed. And a lot of them have gone on to have two or three puppies. So they get over the heartache, I guess, by getting the next one. You know, if they do a successful job, they're basically told, you know, you're in line for the next one coming through. And it is a maximum security prison. It's not one of these, you know, 24, you know,
Martha Stewart isn't there.
Hubert,
right?
Law kind of, yeah. It's a serious prison, and it's really every Friday they basically have Patriot Canines of Wisconsin go down there. So every Friday it's kind of a work day for the prisoners, the dogs, and people from Patriot Canines. So it's really one of those hidden gems here in Wausau that not a lot of people know about. But like I said earlier, they're going to really get a lot of visibility and traction as, you know, they just went through the Packer tailgate party where all the money went to that. And then this is getting a lot of exposure as well.
Sure. I just think it's neat. I would have never considered the fact that prisoners would be training service dogs for veterans.
Well,
and it makes perfect sense. Like, I love that.
They're with them 20, correct me if I'm wrong, they're with them 24 hours a day.
That is absolutely the reason that nobody else can do what they do and that the dog is constantly learning.
Okay.
You know, so it really goes hand in hand with, you know, unfortunately, the people that are in that position.
Sure. Well, and it gives them a purpose to do better and, you know, make their amends to society, whatever they were there for in the meantime. And then as the veteran side, once that dog gets to them, I believe I do a couple different events around town, a lot of blood drives and things, and we're always working with veterans. And I always meet just the coolest people. I just can't even, some of the stories, I just can't believe the things I hear from these people. And a lot of them live alone. So just even on, think of you right now, whoever you are listening to this, maybe your worst day you've ever had in your life, what got you out of bed? These guys need these dogs to get them out of bed, give them a purpose, right? That they get up. Yeah, they get up and have to go, and like the quote on this flyer here says, "In my darkest hour, when I needed a hand, I found your paw." And that is really, I think that's why a lot of us have pets, right? Like, your dog doesn't yell at you. It might bark at you and be a little sassy, but it doesn't sass your face and, you know,
well,
tell you to do the dishes.
Depends on the dog, but they are great companions.
Right. Yeah, and they love you unconditionally, and they put their little fuzzy face on your leg and look at you, and you're like, okay, I love you.
Yep.
And just imagine that for, that's you, your normal everyday life. Now, people that really have nothing or have so much trauma that they can't even think straight, they see that little fuzzy nose looking at them.
Right.
It's very powerful.
And it gives them something to do.
Yeah,
and it gives
powerful.
Them a reason to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think one of the things that also we're going to have that Jay hasn't talked about is we're going to have, we're going to call it a nonprofit village. So we're going to have room in our parking lot where all the nonprofits, if they want to set up a table, they can talk and see what kind of synergies they may have or see get new volunteers. Because I'm doing a lot of volunteer work, and I always find one group that doesn't know about another group. And if they knew about each other, they'd probably cumulatively make a better group together.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
Volunteering is not as prominent as it once was. People have a lot more things going on. They don't have time to do all these things. So if you can find another group that's already got people that are already willing to do the work, and we can all help each other. I know there's a couple groups that I'm affiliated with, too. We make friends with like-minded people, and we have events at different times. Well, guess what? Some of our people come help you. When it's our turn, you come back and help us. So that's a great way to do it. And the little village, we have little village people. And
yep,
that.
So we're going to have a canine carnival for the animals. And a nonprofit village.
Yeah, and a dog walk. You know, if you're going to go in, go big, right?
Right. So, that's right.
Yeah.
And that gets everybody, because that's going to get a whole bunch of other organizations in this town.
And it'll create some awareness of some nonprofits that might not have much awareness. It creates some awareness of the event. It creates awareness of the why behind this event. And I think it's just an all-around good thing to do. So, and mid-May, weather should be positive. I don't want to knock on wood right now, but typically by the middle of May, we've got some decent 70s, maybe some low 80s. I'm hoping for a bright, shiny day, and we can raise the flag and start walking down the sidewalk. It's going to be awesome. Oh, and speaking of the sidewalk, it's the brand new walking path that they did on Stewart Ave last summer. So, you know, it was 4 or 5 months of construction and one-way directions and driving around. And now we have this beautiful walking path that stretches literally from our parking lot all the way down to the industrial park. And people use it. We see people now starting to use it a little bit, but we thought it needs an event.
Sure.
It needs to like have this inaugural, hey, this walking path is here. How can we use this for good? And that's literally how we came up with the pause or pay for the dog walk.
It's like the city did this just special for us.
Right, they did it just for us. Exactly.
Serendipity.
And I was going to mention that I think we're also going to have some of the businesses have little water stations for the dogs.
Oh, okay.
So along the way, the dogs will be able to stop by and grab a drink.
Yeah, the businesses that are on Stewart Ave between us and Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, we were trying to get them to set a table and a chair out front, maybe put a representative out front, you know, say hi to people, have a little water bowl station like Clay had mentioned. And it's just a great way to get the community together. You know, that end of Stewart Avenue certainly sees a lot of traffic, as in cars going back and forth, but it doesn't see a lot of like foot traffic. So those businesses down there, like Whiskey River, you know, maybe there's a couple other ones along the way that could use a little exposure. You know, I know that construction last summer hurt a lot of businesses, and we're hoping to create a little, maybe a little boost for everybody on this day.
Right, everybody can now know it's all open and new and exciting, and you can take the path and say, hey, maybe, you know, I worked down the way and I never even knew I could walk down.
You know,
here,
and maybe we can grow this to be a little bit longer in future years, but right now it's a 5K.
Yeah. And again, just to come back to the beginning of this event is no joke, because we are looking to raise some big money.
We are.
We're talking $24,000 just for the doggy, right? Just
Correct.
For the dog and its training.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's a lot of cash to be pulling together. So very important, everybody listening to this one gets involved. If you can't make the walk, you can get involved in all kinds of ways.
There's ways just to donate. There's a donate button if you want. If you can't make the day of the walk, or, you know, we've got other plans or whatever it might be, you can go to the Facebook page or go to the website, and you don't have to sign up for the walk. You can just simply hit the donate button and donate a few bucks. Every penny counts.
Yes. And Patriot Canines of Wisconsin is the organization that is has started this. Mm-hmm. And again, we are talking with North Star Restoration Services right here in our very own backyard, because they have gotten involved and appreciate animals and veterans, mm-hmm. and all of the things that both of those can do together.
And so, community.
And community. This That's is it. A really fantastic event. I'm looking forward to seeing all the animals,
yeah.
and helping, you know, cheer on this little doggy. And I can't wait till we can update when we have one and we yeah. can start talking about it.
I can't wait for the naming contest. Yeah. That's going to be super fun.
So. I think we could probably help with, you know, getting the word out on that one.
I'm thinking.
Maybe we can throw our own guesses in there and get some of our listeners.
We'll probably have a nomination period of, like, everybody can nominate any random name that they think, and then we'll boil it down, and then we'll have, like, a voting period.
Sure. Very cool.
I was just going to mention, we're still looking for raffles, and sponsorships is still available. And if anybody would like to do that, just reach out to us at North Star.
All right. And the date of this event is May 17th. It is Armed Forces Day. So whenever you hear this, even if you heard this on the podcast here and it's passed, you're still going to have a need for donating, because the dog hasn't even been born yet. So we got time to get you involved. But get here for this walk. Get started. Meet a bunch of the other nonprofits in the area. Maybe there's something you didn't even know you needed to get involved in. And maybe it's Pause for Patriots. Maybe it's something else. But start here. North Star Restoration on May 17th at 10 a.m., right?
Correct. We want to start walking around 10 o'clock. So we'll be gathering a little bit earlier before that. You know, I'm sure we'll have a few words to say and, you know, give thanks to everybody. But, yeah.
What time do the doors open, so to speak?
We'll say nine.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you guys.
In stereo.
Yes. Our nonprofit village and canine carnival start at 9 and then go till a little after lunch.
Okay. Very good. Is there anything else you guys want to throw in on this one, or are we good for now? And we'll just update as we get going here.
I think we're good for now.
I think we're good.
All right. Again, North Star Restoration Services, thank you so much. Jay Crick's owner and Clay Rice, VP of Business Development. There's a lot of stuff you guys are doing, and this is one of the really great ones. So thank you so much. Pause for Patriots, May 17th on Armed Forces Day. Get involved, everyone.
Thanks for having us again.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, guys.